When it comes to me, I feel I'm a very aggressive D lineman. I get off on the ball a lot, really try to get my hands on some people. I think that both plays into a benefit for me and a downfall. When I know I'm supposed to not be as extending as much, sometimes I still do it. I get my hit picks a couple times, so I'd like to be able to moderate my aggressiveness a little bit more. I don't know, probably a little bit of personality and athleticism, you know, couldn't hurt. it's pretty surreal, and it's kind of an awesome experience. I put probably 2 months just specifically for this day, these 2 days, honestly, both the field drills and the bench. This moment, I mean, all the decisions I've made up to now have really accumulated, and they've got me where I am today. No, but I did have this one test where I had to, like, they wanted me to stare at a thing, right, without blinking, and see how long I go without blinking. Yeah, I guess it was a staring contest. It was kind of weird. Honestly, I don't have a true preference. Both of them have their advantages and disadvantages. I feel like with a three technique, you get a lot more one-on-ones than you would normally at any other position. So that plays into it's kind of helpful when you want to make a little more plays. End is another good one I like. Nose is you got to be a solid teammate, man. You know you get to hit that double team every time, and you know, really kind of sucks, honestly, but hey, you gotta do it, man. yeah, I've talked to him a little bit. Say hello, you know. Talks football. Honestly, growing up, I didn't watch too many sports. One of the biggest things I always did is I'd always be with my dad, like working or something, or like going fishing or something like that. So I was always an outdoors kid, and I didn't watch so much sports. But I always played all the sports I could.
You touch with NFL teams. What do they like about you? What do they say that, you know, it really jumps off the screen? They watch your film, what you do.
They really like my get off and how I attack, and I'm aggressive with my play.
What do they say you need to work
on? They say I need to work on some of the small things, like I said, you know. Doing dumb things, you know, you can't be doing that at the next level, because the next level, everybody's just so much better, you know. Yeah.
Give me an example of a dumb thing. How's it
affect? Definitely don't spin in the run game. That's not a good thing. Yeah. I've got caught a couple times doing that, so.
I guess being from Wyoming, are you surprised that you came here and there's another Wyoming guy who's pretty high profile and Josh Allen?
Oh, can you repeat that? Oh, I mean, no, it's awesome. I'm really happy for the dude. I mean, he had a great season. He's got a heck of an arm, honestly. Throws well. It's like a really pretty ball, honestly. So, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, wish him the best of luck, and you know, do well. They recruited me pretty hard, but it was the staff before him. Yeah. Some of the players I really enjoyed watching, J.J. Watt would be one of them. He technician, I mean, awesome. I've seen him do some things that, you know, you see other teams try to replicate, and they can't quite do it. You know, some of his techniques just awesome. I like Ndamukong Suh, you know. He's a very aggressive, big, strong guy. You know, gets after it. You know, really a mean dude and a good dude to kind of model a game after. You know, he was just always on me. So, you know, I guess maybe from that background, he made sure I was always working, busy, you know, Wouldn't let me get away with anything. So, you know, it definitely helped me build into the man I am today. So, I'm okay with two gap. I haven't practiced it as much. I'd be okay with either one. We mostly played one gap, but if someone asked me to do two gap, you know, I'm not going to be like, no. So, yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, but I have heard about him for sure, though. Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little up north and a little to the right for me. So. Yeah, I mean, I loved Florida. Florida was a great place. I love my coach there. You know, Coach Rump was an awesome dude. Specifically, you know, he always helped us out, things like that. You know, I'm just really excited to be able to come out and help show some of my athleticism and, you know, just be a good Gator, I guess, you know. Hey, Florida's defense is always going to be good. It's just one of those things. It's you get in there and then, I mean, the dudes are just a certain way, and then there's an expectation that needs to be held. And, like everybody that comes before me and all the past years, they've all been great, great D-linemen. They've actually assisted a lot in helping me grow up and, you know, become a better football player.
Where's the Wyoming watching Eddie Pinheiro?
Dude, him and Johnny have the best leg ever. Like, Johnny punts the ball so far, it's just ridiculous. And I've never seen a punter make a play. Like, that was kind of weird, too. But, yeah, Eddie... it was awesome actually having a kicker that, like, made it all the time and stuff like that, so. I mean, if you get across a 50, we can get points, you know? So, it's nice. Coach Rump. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I always get questions like, you know, what's it like in Wyoming? It's just kind of the same as everywhere else. It's nothing too exciting, you know. It's not like we ride horses to school or anything like that, you know. So. You know, I haven't discussed it with my family yet. I'm sure, you know, I might go, but I don't know at this point. No. Hopefully fast, you know. Hopefully I don't run too slow. So.
One of your best traits is your snap anticipation. What do you kind of attribute that to? Preparation, natural ability, and instinct? What do you think is the main factor
for that? Yeah, some of it's natural ability, but what I really found that helps me personally is I practice it day in and day out. No matter what I do, whether it's a walkthrough, you know, full pads, I always work on my get-off, and my goal is always to be the first one out. Because I feel like if you get off the ball like that, it gives you a special opportunity to kind of shock the O-lineman and cause a little bit of a spacing to, you know, open up. Honestly, I think I failed it. So, I think I failed it. Team's definitely not interested at this point. So, yeah, I know Logan Wilson. He's a good dude. I've actually started following him a little bit. You know, I saw he made the stats for some of the most tackles. He's like top 10. Yeah, he was a good dude in high school. He was a kicker as well. Did you know that?
Yeah,
he had a leg on him. I don't know if it was quite as good as Eddie. Eddie's got some weird leg going on there. I don't know what his deal is, but yeah, Logan was definitely a good teammate in high school, and he was a good dude. Yeah, I get talks about both of them. So a lot of three technique, a lot of end, a lot of, you know, four eye kind of deal. It's just been kind of just depending on the team, so 50-50, I guess.
Can you talk about that? How do you see yourself?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I think me personally, I could be a very versatile player, and I don't mind it either way. So. That's what I did a lot of times. He told me I could either, you know, play football or I could play sports or work, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm gonna go, you know, play sports, you know, and then he made me work anyways. I've had a lot of fun time with my dad. I still talk to him all the time, and you know, I go home sometimes and I end up framing stuff, so it just happens. How does the what? Oh, it's been tremendous because, you know, I think without that work ethic, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't be as athletic. I wouldn't work as hard. You know, it's really the basis of where you need to start to accomplish anything.
Do